Hello, I'm so happy to have you, Betty. I think that you've just been a blessing to my life. We've just become like instant friends. I feel like I've known you for a very long time. It's just kind of cool when you meet individuals, and you just get this instant friendship and bond. And so, I'm glad that we became friends because back in my radio days, I learned a lot about finances. I learned a lot about, so we had different shows, and it was great because I got to hear experts in every kind of industry you can think of. So we had people talk about retirement and finances and long-term care and gold investing and silver investing. I mean, I heard it all, and I got to hear from the best, and it was great. And so when you came along, you were the person I needed for the exact time. I was looking for something to save for my son's future, but a 529 wasn't what I wanted to do. And we'll talk about that later. So as you're teaching me about what you do, and what you do is the GOAL program, and I'm blessed that I get to be a part of that and work with you. And since you're a co-founder, I feel cool that I'm friends with the co-founder and I get to work with the co-founder. Like, to me, my cool level just went up. And so when you're talking to me about the GOAL program, you hit everything I've ever wanted in my financial future. And it's stuff I heard back in the radio station. I wasn't sure how all the pieces went together back then, but I knew it existed and I knew I wanted it. And so what I want to do today is have you, because you are the expert in my opinion. You know a lot more about this than I. I'm kind of new to the game. I want you to teach my listeners and my friends about what we're doing to try and help people's financial future go up and bring wealth into their home. And so let's start talking about a little bit about what the GOAL program does. And let's compare it to let's first compare it to an IRA because people understand IRAs. What we're going to be teaching people today is a little different because they're not used to tax-free retirement. They're not used to your money not running out. I don't even know if people realize that they save for retirement but can run out of money. So let's talk about that. So tell me, this is Betty, by the way. Briefly, in a sentence or two, tell me what the GOAL program is.
Well, thanks a lot for having me here today, Amber. I'm so excited to be able to have you in my life and as having you as part of our GOAL program now. So the GOAL program, it's simple. And what it does is it provides you with three basic things. It takes care of you if, God forbid, something were to happen in your life, what we call life's curveballs. So if you got ill or injured, if you died, and then it takes care of you in retirement. Amber, do you know what the national average is for running out of money in retirement if somebody's retiring at around 67?
80.
Oh, I wish. It's actually around 75.
What?
And mortality tables have us living to 90. Or if you have longevity in your family, like we do in my family, we're talking 98. So you got 20 plus years where you don't have money.
Oh my
So
gosh.
we want to put an end to that. So I'm so happy. So what would you like me to start with, Amber?
Okay, so let's talk about IRAs and versus the GOAL program. Now you have a slide I want you to show people with that rocket. Is it's called Rocket
Agency Rocket.
Agency Rocket, not the red rocket, that's a dog. Agency Rocket, I want you to show people, if you could share your screen and show
Sure.
people. Let's start with a 30-year-old. I know compliance likes a 30-year-old person.
Exactly. Those 30-year-old males get away with everything, right?
Yeah, so let's start with
Okay,
that.
so let's, oops, let's
We'll talk
get
about that
to,
in a second.
I'm trying to, sorry about this,
Don't
folks.
worry about it. It's fine. There we
So
go.
this is Agency Rocket, and this is awesome. So right now we're just talking about that savings portion. So we're comparing it to that IRA.
Is
So I
this
have this.
really quick, Betty? Is this still on the regular IRA or is this the non-qualified IRA?
Now it's a
Let's.
regular IRA.
Perfect. Great.
So when you're looking at an IRA, we're going to, this blue line here, that's going to be an IRA. What we're going to do is compare it to what's in the green, which is our product, okay? So you got this 30-year-old, and 30-year-olds are just awesome. And I'm starting them out at $200 a month. So that's $2,400 a year. For the same benefit, they're going to have to put over $3,000 into their IRA. So you can see what's going on here. We're going to show you about how much the fees are versus the two and how long it's going to last them. So I'm going to make this 30-year-old 50 years old. Remember that he's putting in $2,400 a month. Mm-hmm. So we're going to make him 50. There we go. He's 50 years old. So if you look at this now, he's done a total contribution into our goal program with $50,000 versus that $64,000 into his IRA. But what's more interesting is we go down here, sooner or later, he's going to have to pay $20,000 on that IRA, because remember, with an IRA, you pay the money when you take the money out. We believe it's very important to pay the money, to pay your taxes now while they are lower, okay? And then, you know, some people give me a lot of grief about expenses. So right now, when he's 50, he's paid $23,000 worth of expenses with his IRA versus 17 with his IUL with the goal program. And let's just check this out too. It's his account balance is a little bit more right now in that IRA than it is in our account. But and our death benefit is a lot higher. Mm-hmm. The other thing I forgot to tell you is the tax rate that we're using on this one is 22%. So that's kind of low, but I think a lot of people fall into that category.
At least so for now, right? We don't know what will happen.
Right, we're not quite sure. And the thing is, if the taxes go up, this is going to make your IRA go away so much faster. So let's take him into retirement. So I'm going to take him to 67 years old. Okay, so we're not going to put any more money into this account once you're in retirement, because you just don't know. So he is a total of $88,800 into the goal program. And he's put $113,000, almost $114,000 into his IRA. He got still that $20,000 a year. Notice though here, that 26 is here's what he had to pull out of his account for the IRA. That's because he had to pay more taxes, where we paid the taxes while they were low.
Yeah, if you see in the green, we are at zero with taxes because we've already paid into the taxes.
Exactly. Okay. So then, and he still has to pay $45,000 worth of taxes.
Oh gosh, that's a lot.
Right?
Oh my gosh.
That is just crazy. So then when you look at what he's already paid, so we paid our taxes already with the IUL, and he still has more to pay. And then look at the fees, the comparison. Did you see that he's almost paid $95,000 in fees?
That's a lot of money.
Exactly.
That's almost six figures right there.
Exactly. And he's only done $33,000 with our program. So, and he still was getting that $20,000. Now, that $20,000 a year, mm-hmm. he's going to get that with the goal program until he's 120 years old. That's awesome. So
versus
like you're
this person we just talked about earlier, within usually what, 10 years into retirement they go broke,
something like that. Exactly.
Wow.
So I'll show you that. So and notice his account is still, his savings account is now higher still with the IUL, and he still has a pretty nice looking death benefit there. Okay, so let's take him. Let's make him 78, or let's make him 80. I like round numbers.
Okay.
But what happened here was when he was 76, he ran out of money in his IRA. And he still put more money into it. He paid more in taxes. He paid way more in fees, and that's where people, they're not aware of all those fees. And with the IUL, he got a lot more money. And he still has a death benefit, and he's still going to continue getting money until he is 120 years old. So that's just like, I like looking at 90, just because that's where most people are like, okay, I'm only going to make it. I'm only going to make it to 90. But I mean, he's got all of this money still in his account. Wow. He's got $981,000 in his IUL account. That's you've got to look at that.
Man, with the taxes and fees, it kills your retirement.
Oh, absolutely. And so many people, they don't understand the fees. I mean, this is just a simple illustration. If you just had $100,000 and you had it grow for 20 years, so you've got $352,000 here. If you pay 2% in fees, you only got $235,000, and your accountant or your, not your accountant, your money manager got $117,000. If you did it for 4%, your money manager made more money than you did.
Oh my gosh.
And that's just crazy.
Oh my
gosh. Right. It's just very, very crazy. So. Okay.
Well, Betty, let's say I have a Roth IRA, so that probably won't apply to me. Can you show us what it would look like against our product?
I sure can. Oops, I'm showing you more and more details. I'm trying to hit that. Here we go. So all I have to do is flip a little button. And now this turned into, and we're still doing the 22%.
Okay.
And I just, now it's a Roth. So, and the other thing too is, did you know that with a Roth, you can only contribute $6,000 into that account a year? And if you're trying to do that, that's not a whole lot for being able to retire. But if you're 50 or older, you can put up to $7,000 a year, which still is not a whole heck of a lot more money.
Just real quick, since we're talking about IRAs and stuff like that, 401ks. If anyone can see, well, I guess they can't see me. But
oh, I love that book.
The Power of Zero. Do you have that handy next to you?
It's my Bible.
Yeah, show of course I do. Power of Zero by David McKnight. And He talks about how people can run out of money in their retirement, but also using tax-free retirement as a way to maintain your lifestyle and not run out of money. So just wanted to share that book with you.
Absolutely.
Continue with what you were showing us.
We just switched it and the numbers really aren't any different. He still is running out of money when he's 76 years old.
How's that? He paid his taxes. Is it the fees or something?
Mm-hmm. This is fees and the taxes.
Wow.
So the one thing that's really, really cool, and let me take you over to a slide that I think would kind of explain that really well.
Okay. Yes.
Oops. Okay, well, it's going to make me just play here, isn't it? We're going to just go through this really, really fast. Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, so this, I believe, is, so we've got that 30-year-old. Mm-hmm. And what's going on here is I had him put in $300 a month. So that's $3,600. So for 36 years, he did that. So now he's ready to retire. So he's put in about $129,000. He doesn't have a death benefit. He had that whopping $1,000 worth of savings. And he has $450 in his 401k. Well, so do we. They have the $450 plus we have a $538,000 death benefit. They both want to pull out $52,000 a year. At the 22% tax bracket, that means he's got to pull out $66,000 because he's paying almost $15,000 a year in taxes when he's not working and he's in retirement. We already paid the taxes. So he doesn't need to do that. And it comes out as a
one second, because you triggered something in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about taxes right now, and for whatever reason, most of us think that we're going to pay less taxes in our retirement years. But what I read in The Power of Zero is many times you're paying more because you don't have the deductibles anymore.
Exactly.
You don't have the dependent care. You don't have the mortgage to write off, and you don't have this and that and the other. And so in reality, when you don't want to pay the most taxes because you are on a fixed income, that's actually when you pay the most taxes.
Right.
And so that's something to consider, because we have to be careful of how much money we make, because taxes play a big part in how much
on your retirement,
and this is how we run out of money.
Right. When I have bumped into so many of my friends who have gone into retirement, and that is the number one reason that they're like, oh my gosh, I was blindsided. The other reason that blindsides them is, did you know that if you're married and you make over $44,000 a year, your Social Security will be taxed up to 85%.
Oh my gosh.
And so this comes out as, you know, this is does not fall into that category as taxable income.
Like our program, the GOAL program.
Correct.
So then you can take your Social Security and not worry about getting taxed at 85%.
85% of your tax of your Social Security would be taxed at whatever tax level you are at.
Right.
Okay. Right. So with this is so cool. What happened though here is, so he's paying all these taxes. So he runs out of money in the ninth year.
Mm.
It's just, and you know, and he's, you know, basically around 75 years old. So, and then over here, we're going to pay you until you're 120. But a lot of people freak out, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't, I'm not going to live to 120, right?
Right.
But then, well, so we took him up to 100 years old. And he received $1.7 million tax-free.
Wow.
And then when he passed away at 100, his family received $542,000. Now, this is the most important slide for understanding our product. And I'm going to, so we all understand with an IRA, if you have that $450 in your 401k or your IRA, which they both work the same, and you pull that $66,000 out, it just makes it go smaller, smaller, smaller. And that's why you run out of money. So, but with the GOAL Way, with that $450, the moment you take that $52,000 out, that $450 became collateral. So Amber, do you know the rule of 72 by Albert Einstein?
I do.
Oh, I'm so good. So you know that you take whatever interest rate you're using, and in this particular instance, we're going to use 7%, and you divide it into 72. So that's basically 10. So that means every 10 years, that 450, that's going to double. So that 450 just became 900,000, 1.8, 3.6, and continues to grow. And while it's growing, it's paying off this $52,000 tax-free loan. And then when you pass away, it takes whatever this has grown to, and it subtracts the $1.7 million, and your family gets the remainder of the $542,000.
That's amazing.
Sorry, that's okay. Did you know that there are over 900 companies, insurance companies, that can offer you this product?
No.
But the best one that we've done lots of research with is we're using National Life Group.
Oh,
and wow. The GOAL program has been blessed with them giving us great opportunities to help so many people.
So the National Life Group is basically your broker, and you guys are
They're the carrier. The carrier, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, something else that like struck me in my heart when I was working at the radio station is long-term care. And I've seen this play out in our family life, where if you don't have the money, then if you have great kids, not everyone's blessed with great kids, but if you have great kids, then someone is going to have to quit a job, move in, and take care of you.
Right.
That just really hit me hard, because I was seeing it play out in life. And that is not something I wish for my kids. I really, really don't want my kids, because by the time I had kids at an older age than most people. So I'm going to be old while they're still in their prime, trying to make a living, raise their family, things like that. I don't want my kid to have to take care of me. I want to hire a professional. I want to stay in my house and hire a professional to come in and take care of me. I don't want to be a burden on my kids. Now, this is how I feel.
Well, but you know what, Amber?
Not everybody, but that's how I feel.
Amber, so, most people are like that because a lot of people that are a little older, like myself, we're stuck in as, you know, what they call the sandwich family, you know, right. Where you're taking care of your parents and you're taking care of your kids.
Right.
And so that's actually why a lot of millennials don't participate in a 401k, because they see that happening. And then mom and dad are now saying, hey, I think you're going to have to help here. So that's why they're also participating in the GOAL program, because we're going to cover, you know, those three different, what we call life's curveballs, that dying too soon, so your family's going to be taken care of, that becoming ill or injured, which is the number one reason for bankruptcy or foreclosure. Sure. And that not having money in retirement, which we just talked about. But that becoming ill or injured, if you get cancer, heart attack, stroke, you're going to be okay. If you, with regards to a long-term care, you're going to be okay. And that's all part of that. That's part of what we're talking about. So that even if your son fell off, because he is part of the GOAL program, if he fell off the monkey bars when he's in school and he broke his collarbone, God forbid he doesn't do that, you could pull money out of your product here and stay at home and take care of him. That's huge. You're going to have tax-free money coming in. So we want to make sure that if you have any critical illness or you can't do two out of your daily living habits because you had to have a hip replaced or knees replaced, you're going to have tax-free money coming into your home so that you can pay your mortgage and your car payments.
And I just was thinking, gosh, if more and more people had this, at least in the year 2020, when people were not able to work, I think the stress would have gone down with people because they would have been able to pull money. I guess we'll get to that in a minute, would be your own banker. So let me just get back to this, because I love your product, Betty. Again, it was something I've known for a very long time, but I never had anyone explain this to me the way you have. And that's why I joined your company. Long-term care can be very expensive, mm-hmm. and not everybody needs it. For instance, my grandmother is 85 years old, perfectly healthy, can do take care of herself, shower, eat, whatever. She doesn't need long-term care. Had right. she bought it, she would have paid a lot of money and not even need it. So what I like about the GOAL program is it's allowing you to have that security of if you need it, it's there without the expensive fee that goes on top of it. Because the long-term care is if you don't use it, you lose it.
Right.
With the GOAL program, it's not that way.
Correct.
And that's what I like about it. It's all in one. So you're getting tax-free retirement and you won't run out of money. And you're going to have long-term care, terminal illness, critical care, all that rolled into the GOAL program. And to me, that was, when you said those words, I was like, I'm sold, I'm in, that's what I've been wanting, that's what I, thank you, Betty, this is what I want. So I have like this burden I have to share with people, because everything I associate myself with, it's about helping people. That's why I do my oils. And that's why I believe in the GOAL program. Because if you have your health and you have your wealth, then you're going to have a happy life, right?
Exactly. And you just touched on...
It's like perfect. It's like right, marriage.
Amber, you just touched on something too that's very near and dear to my help. So if I were to get cancer, God forbid, that doesn't happen. There are not set protocols that say you have to do this, you have to have chemo, you have to go to radiation, you have to do this. It's your money, and your doctor will sign a form saying that you have this illness. But you can use your money if you want to go and do an alternative treatment. You can do that. That's very important to me.
I agree. I totally agree. Okay. So I was skipping ahead on my presentation and we were talking about long-term care, which is a huge one for me. Huge, huge, huge. Especially with what our family does and just seeing what our family's been through. Huge. 2020 came, rocked everybody's world. Not right. everybody had a job in 2020. And there's a lot of people who are still without a job. Now, this program could be that safety net, not just for individuals, but also for business owners too, because this goal program is like a savings. There's a savings aspect to it where you can be your own banker. You don't have to go to the bank and ask for a loan. You are your own loan. You are your own, like,
exactly.
Get out of your own account and pay yourself back. I mean, it's your savings account, basically. So explain to me that aspect of being able to be your own banker.
So we love working with people that, so if you're going to like buy a house, buy a car, or if you are a business owner and you need to buy a fleet of trucks, we're going to sit down and we're going to get you ready for that. We're going to help you put a little bit more extra money into this account. Like I said, with an IRA, the most you can put in is only $6,000 a year. But with the goal program, you can put in much larger amounts so that you can become your own banker. So if you need to buy that truck or put a down payment on a house and you want to pull out, let me give you an example. So if you pulled out in 2017, we had a return of 12%. So if you pulled out $10,000 because you were buying a home and you didn't want to pay the P&I on it, so you saved your money there because you paid for that. And then you're going to, okay, I'm going to pay myself back because I'm being my own banker. So I'm going to charge myself 8%. Okay, so that equals that 12 plus 8 is 20%. And then National Life is going to charge you 4%. So you just made 14% on your own money.
Woohoo!
Exactly. Do a little dance. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of business owners, they get worried around when it comes to be tax season because they have to deplete what they have in their accounts to pay their taxes. Well, don't do that. Take the money out of your goal program account and then pay your taxes and then pay it back. So then you're not depleting your funds. So you're not tight for a couple of months and you're actually making money on your money.
And if you were unemployed at this point, you could have pulled money out of your account, paid
exactly.
your mortgage every month, not be worried that you were going to lose your home. It just is that extra net for you when life mm-hmm. throws you curveballs.
Exactly.
Like you said earlier, which leads me to my next thing that these are the points that meant a lot to me. So these are the reasons why I'm talking about these points to you.
Okay.
So God bless me with 2 children. And honestly, like that 529 plan wasn't anything that I particularly was jumping for joy about because your money is very tied and it's very specific on how you use the money. If my children decide college is not for them, I have just wasted a lot of money. What I like about the goal program, I love this about the goal program, and me and Betty can show you specifically for your own children. I mean, your kids are going to get tax-free retirement. They're going to have a savings account for life's curveballs, such as Betty described with my son, if he breaks his arm. But not only that, who has like thousands of dollars in their pocket when it's time for you to buy a car for your kid? Because come on, let's be real. As much as they don't technically need a car for your life, it's so much easier for them to get to their own job, get to their own school, get to their own practices. It just relieves so much pressure off the parents. Not only that, but wedding season comes eventually, right?
Betty
can
yes.
talk to you about the wedding and how you know you could just pull money out of your goal program to help with wedding expenses, a down payment on a house. I mean, it's endless, and your kids are going to go through these big milestones in life, and this goal program can be what they need. So let me break it down for you. You're going to get tax-free retirement for your kids on top of whatever they do for their life. I mean, they're getting this benefit on top of whatever else they're going to do and save for their own future. They're going to get critical illness, long-term care. They're going to get protection from life's curveballs. And then when big events happen in their life, they don't have to be like me, tied to a stupid student loan for God knows how long until it gets paid off. So if you're a parent looking to do something for your kid, this is what you need to do. Betty, there's one slide that we didn't show. I guess it's okay. I wanted to say the two out of the three, but that's fine. We can
I can pull it up. Because you were talking about taxes and the way that it works for when we're looking at, Yeah, and this is also, I think, something really important for people to understand.
Yeah.
Fixed products or anything that's in your, you know, like a CD in your bank, which are super safe, but the return is extremely low. And then you have the variable products, anything that's tied to the market. So the IRA, the 529 plan, did you know that it can also go in reverse? So
oh,
the
I
money
didn't
that,
know that.
Right. And then what we're talking about is that index product. So you're going to have the safety of the principal and the upside potential, which is just phenomenal.
So you never go backwards. You never lose your
never
money.
Never go backwards. And
so
this
thank
is
you
what,
for 2020, because 2020, there was some going backwards in 2020.
Yeah, you saw that, did you?
I saw that.
There you go, right? So here's what happened to the 2020. And when you're down here and, you know, you're staying, this is that safety in principle where you're not going to go in reverse.
And if you are close to retirement, like, man, in 2008, was it 2008 when the market crashed?
Oh, yes, no. It was.
Okay. And I was just like listening to my parents and I was just like, I felt so bad for them because my dad's been saving and saving. He's so close to retirement. To lose so much money, it's going to be hard for him to recoup all that money that he lost.
Exactly.
Because the stock market fell. Where this product, it never falls. It continues to grow.
Right.
Never
exactly.
falls.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then with your maximizing your tax advantages, Uncle Sam says, hey, you know what? Here's you got three choices, but you can only pick two out of the three. So if you're doing a 401k, you're going to have that deduction and you're going to have that accumulation and you're going to pay your taxes when you pull that money out, when you have that distribution. The kicker though is you don't know what that tax rate's going to be.
No,
is it going to be 22% or is it going to be much higher? Right? So we're saying put that fear away, that concern, pay your taxes now while we know that they're low, have that accumulation and have tax redistribution. Mm-hmm. You know, it just kind of makes sense.
Betty, this is something that for a long time only really wealthy people knew about and could
exactly.
Get. And when I was hearing about it at the radio station, I think it was for the first time that it started to be distributed to just people like you and I, and it makes so much sense. And so when I was being told by the financial experts at the radio station, you need to get this product for your retirement account, I was like, sign me up. But at the time he wasn't going into every detail. That was like when you would sit down with him and talk to him mm-hmm. at the radio station, I was just getting like the gist of it. And so when you sat down and talked to me, I was like, girlfriend, this is what I've been looking for. I've learned about this in my early 20s. And I'm glad I found you when I did, because I'm excited to teach people and help them build wealth. Cause I think this is the year people need to build wealth and generational wealth, because we just
right.
saw in some of those slides that people are getting a substantial amount of money when their loved one passes away. So this is like generational wealth. And not only that, you can start building generational wealth now if you have young kids. And even if you don't have young kids, it's never too late to really start. Is there, Betty? Is it like, if you're like past 50, 60, is it too late
no.
for you to start?
It is not to start. And that is one of the things that's so heartwarming to me, as I have worked with people who are like, Betty, I thought it was too late. Do you know that 90% of us, when you hit 50, you're like, oh my gosh, because you were so busy either trying to grow your own business, because that's where your mindset was, make my business, you know, grow, make it work. And you forget about yourself, or you have something that happens with your kids. So you're constantly taking care of it. Or you something like with me, when I was in 2009, and my husband had a horrific accident, and his health insurance refused to pay for his medical bills, which were way over $200,000. And I cleaned out my IRA. So I had to start all over again. So no, it's never too late.
That's awesome. Well, Betty, if you want to stop sharing your screen now, unless there was something else you wanted to share with us that I need to touch.
There's so many things that we can do. I think I hit stop share. And so there's so many different things that we can do and talk to people. So I just recommend that somebody reach out to Amber, and we can help you. If you're a business owner, if you're an individual, if you're an entrepreneur, we're here to help. So I'm just grateful that we had this opportunity.
Yeah, me too. Well, thank you, Betty, for your time. And I look forward to helping whoever wants to get help with. If you want to contact me, you can always contact me at amberh@thegoalprogram.com. That's amberh@thegoalprogram.com. Betty, thank you for your time. I appreciate you and all what you're doing to help the world. Thank you.
You bet.